when you really look at this big picture here, you have a Russian passenger plane was blown out of the sky, then attacks in Beirut, Paris, and Mali. So absolutely, the increased terror activity triggered this new State Department travel alert. This happening just as millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday season. They are being told to remain on alert and avoid large crowds. Now, we've seen this kind of alert often issued for a specific region, but what's different here is this is a worldwide alert, meaning there's a potential for an attack wherever you travel. It is important to note, though, this does not mean people shouldn't travel, but it does mean you should be vigilant because the threat is real. We do know that airlines continue to fly to places like Brussels and Paris, John.
Renee, so I'm sitting here in New York, and just outside where I am right now, the Macy's Parade goes right by here. Thousands of people lining the streets, maybe millions of people lining the streets. What are the plans to keep this city safe during the parade?
Well, they are expecting record-breaking crowds, and that's all because of the weather. It's going to be pretty warm. But NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton said just today that there is no direct credible threat against the Thanksgiving Day parade. That said, there will be a show of force like never before. Take a listen.
We employ a counterterrorism overlay that will include the usual elements of a highly visible police presence at and around the Thanksgiving festivities. This will include extra uniformed police officers and traffic agents, plus additional mobile cameras, helicopters, canine and mounted units.
All right, and specially trained dogs will sniff for traces of explosives in the air. Radiation detectors will be used to find any evidence of a dirty bomb. Meantime, the NYPD is boosting the number of detectives assigned to investigating a flood of suspicious incidents reports. This happening in the wake of the Paris attacks. They are saying that reports are 200% the volume of a normal week.
Hmm. And Renee, I understand that the New York Police Department is sharing what kinds of tips they're getting. What are they hearing?
Well, they say that some of these tips, they're coming in to 911. Others are being flagged when they do keyword searches on social media, on the internet. They're ranging between, you know, someone reporting that they've seen a man perhaps abandoning a car on a bridge, to someone posting video on the internet, posing with guns. It really runs a wide range here. The NYPD is saying some of these will be credible, may be credible, some of them may not, but the bottom line is they are checking all of them out.